Remember last time we did not approve the, because we didn't have quorum, both the minutes and the fifth leadership report. Fifth parliament leadership report. So that's what we come here for, to adopt that, and then thereafter we're asking you to take us through the training arrangement for the scholarship award. I think it's 14th of March next week. So she will take us through that later. But it would be to the corporate members who want to be speaking after that. So honorable members, I think this minute was sent to us to our computer, so we went through them, both the minutes and the leadership report. So is there anything that members want to add on the minute? Or anything that is omitted, any correction that members want to do with right now? Should we
Sure.
Take it to
the 8th of November?
I'm just
looking. I'm there was one, but now my papers are all over the show. There was one set of minutes where next to my name it said Democratic Party.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's actually the Democratic Alliance. Would it be nice to crack a joke with the EFF? You can call them the Economic Freedom Party. Yeah, just yeah. You can just change that to a
line. Okay. I think. Oh yes, it's the 8th of November, Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Oh,
the other one as well.
So Alliance, yeah. Another thing has moved for adoption is honorable Adam seconded.
Weather correction.
Is it all the minutes now? I've never seen better progressive.
Well, the one of 28th of November.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's only the 28th of November. And the last one, the 26th of February.
Yes.
The 26th of February, yeah. Also the Democratic Party. Maybe that's what you should call your party.
It was that originally.
I know. So for both, anyone say what who wants to move for adoption for the 26th of February, the last 6 weeks? It's moving and honorable Adam is
second.
With the corrections from the So the other item that you also need to approve today is the fifth parliament leadership report. Any corrections that you have there, any inputs that you want to make? what was the expectation?
Thank you. support stuff. I thought it'd be appropriate.
Okay.
It is them that made this. It's them that made this committee work more than anybody else. So I thought, for the record, we should be just thanking Cindy and the support staff for making sure that this committee is very advanced for the past 10 years.
Oh, thank you very much. In fact, I was supposed to be so elaborative. I just said thank you very much for your contribution. But really, it's true. Without them, it wouldn't be where we are today. You know, it's very important. I think it's one of the things that we always need as politicians. We don't look at the people who are making us shine out there. And you know, so very important. Thank you very much.
The most efficient secretary of all committees.
Actually, that's what more or less what I would like to add, Chair, to support colleague Honourable Smith and Honourable Carter. That honestly, sitting on other committees, when we look at reports, we look at minutes, we have lots of things to correct, and it can take half an hour, an hour. But in this committee, I think you know, Cindy goes really goes the extra mile. Even in terms of the way that she puts documents together, puts them in files for us, divides them so they're easy to access. I think I haven't experienced that anywhere else. So really, I'd like to point that out and say thank you.
Yeah,
it goes more than the extra mile.
The commitment will make you go a long way. So thank you very much. Because if you don't have passion for anything, you will always fail, you know. But so thanks to that, and you are good to be for both of you in charge of the six panels and making the success. Thank you very much. Honourable members, we had food earlier on, but both the meat and this one,
right.
The square one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was not well cooked. So if there's anyone who's hungry, they're still going to bring it. They're going to bring, so you can hang around and wait for that if you want to wait. If you don't want to wait, you can go back. And I want to wish everybody good luck. If you're not on the list, it's one of those things, but there's life after Parliament. If you're on the list, make us proud and make sure that South Africans do get a better life. We have a lot of things to correct. Our country really needs us. They need honest and respectable politicians to take them through and help them. You know, if we don't, Africa is looking at us. We are the only country that is making Africa to shine. So if we don't go to that level, Africa won't shine at all. So those who are coming back, please make us proud. Those who are not there, there is life after that. The one upstairs is always looking out for us to make sure that we don't go to bed hungry. So thank you very much. May
thank
God bless you all. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Fiona. May they know there's also life after death. You go to one of those
birth and resurrection certificates.